kick here to Barrow. David Worrell steps over it, leaves it for Elliot Newby, delivers it into the box, right onto the head of James Chester, who nestles it into the bottom corner of the goal, and Barrow now lead by 3-0. Yeah, 6 days ago, James Chester grabbing that third goal there in Barrow's 3-0 victory away at Swindon. It's a victory that made it 6 wins in succession in League Two and propelled the Bluebirds up into second in the table, just 6 points behind the leaders Stockport. Tonight, they make the trip to Crewe, looking to try and maybe even close that gap behind Stockport. They're in action themselves tonight against Notts County, but a win for Barrow, more than anything, would at least cement themselves firmly in that promotion bracket. But up against the Crewe side themselves, that they have eyes on automatic promotion themselves, very much a team that are up there in that promotion reckoning, and very much a side that will have something to say in front of what is expected to be a packed out crowd here at Gresty Road this evening. Full match commentary on all frequencies on BBC Radio Cumbria Sport tonight as Crewe play host to Barrow.
BBC Radio Cumbria Sport.
Corner swung into the area. Aqua gets over the header. Barrow need to force it goalwards. Can of a battle. They go force it goalwards. And Barrow grab the equaliser. A massive goal line scramble. And they forced it over the line at the right time. 73rd minute. Barrow 2, Sutton 2. Yeah, it may not have been the victory that many people were expecting on the road last week at Sutton, but now Canavan's equaliser at least ensuring that Barrow managed to avoid defeat for the second time in 2024 and brings himself into this game this week just a point behind the League Two automatic promotion places. They got an opportunity today to move in to the top three in League Two. Mansfield's game falling by the wayside due to the weather, so a victory today for Barrow would move them back into the top three, but it's very much a tough task at hand for them up against a very much revitalised Crewe side, a much different proposition to the one that they faced 29 days ago on the road at Gresty Road, and that certainly will bring into the mix for the game this afternoon. Cole Stockton available amongst the squad as well. We'll bring you that team news as soon as we do come on air very, very shortly. But the main game here across all frequencies on BBC Radio Cumbria Sport this afternoon as Barrow take on Crewe.
BBC Radio Cumbria Sport.
Yeah, welcome to the weekend review here on BBC Radio Cumbria Sport. There seems to be no let-up for Carlisle United at the moment.
The ref is playing on. Dacus Cogley on the right. Passes square. Left. There's a man at the back post. It's a fourth. It's a super strike as well from Mendes Gomez. And the passing there just tore Carlisle apart. The third goal killed off Carlisle United. The fourth just putting the cherry on top for Bolton.
A fourth successive defeat has left Paul Simpson's side 10 points from safety in League One, having played 3 games more than Port Vale in 20th. Meanwhile, Barrow were denied a return to winning ways at Notts County. Just 1 minute of time added on. Barrow were defending to do though here. Good ball into the box. Comes to Aaron Naman. Free shot on goal. Barrow switching off in the penalty area. And Aaron Naman's there to tuck it home. And again, Barrow undone with just moments remaining in the half, having controlled it so well. It's Notts County 1, Barrow 1.
Despite drawing and winning only one of their last 7 games, Peakwell's side moved back up to fourth in the table and back to within just 1 point of the automatic promotion places in League Two. And Workington held out with 10 men to take a point against Whitby in MPL Premier Division.